collaboration with an international education mentor. David B. Hopkins is an English language specialist for the U.S. State Department and TEFL curriculum developer and teacher educator based in Thailand. It was his suggestion that prompted the instructor of this introductory special education course to attempt a thought experiment to introduce teacher candidates to the action research process this past fall semester. Professor Hopkins believes that the teaching profession must be, quote, saved, end quote, by teacher researchers courageous and disciplined enough to use an inquiry approach and actually collect and analyze data, quote, instead of just telling each other stories about what they think happened in their classrooms, end quote, from Personal Communication 2017 with David Hopkins. He suggests the following as a starting list for ways of collecting data. Anecdotal records, classroom diagrams and maps, discussions, anecdotal data, documents and student work, feedback cards, making and transcribing audio video recordings, observation notes, teacher journals, student journals, lesson plans and teaching logs, something called sociograms. And interviews. Those suggestions for ways of collecting data are from page 30, Hopkins 2017. According to Hopkins, quote, research by its very presence changes the dynamics in a learning environment, end quote. Page 28. He wants the researcher to ask himself or herself, quote, what they are going to stage to accomplish the research, end quote, and, quote, how the research process will affect the framework of the lesson, end quote, from page 28. A final consideration, suggests Hopkins, quoting, is the degree to which the research will intervene in the process of the lesson, end quote, from page 28, Hopkins 2017. In order to generate data that is effective in producing useful knowledge to improve the teacher's understanding and teaching practices, Professor Hopkins suggests the following considerations at the outset of an action research cycle. One, start by narrowing the focus of inquiry. Two, focus on multiple opportunities for data collection. Three, keep the time frame in mind. Four, consider extraneous issues which may confuse results. And five, keep it simple. Those are suggestions from Hopkins 2017, page 29. Quoting from Hopkins, it is critical and essential that you go beyond trying to prove something that you already think to be true, end quote. That's a warning from Hopkins. Quoting again, this is not research. Researchable questions are those which allow multiple answers and possibly only raise more questions and no answers, end quote, from page 48. He also suggests five different types of triangulation to increase the validity and reliability of data analysis. Data triangulation uses several sources of data to corroborate information. Investigator triangulation uses several investigators to confirm comparisons and reliability of the data. Methodological triangulation uses multiple ways to collect the data, e.g., observations, interviews, and test scores. Triangulation in time and or location means collecting the same forms of data in several locations or time periods. Theoretical triangulation uses more than one perspective to analyze the data. Those are from page 31, Hopkins, 2017. Splicale helped to generate a sense of vivencia essential to the traditional practice of participatory action research. Hopkins' reminders regarding the elements of rigorous disciplined inquiry helped to ensure that conscientization or problem-solving processes at the heart of Frege's community-based data analysis methodology would exert an influence in the thought experiment assignment this semester as well. The third element of action research, as described by Glassman and Erdem, 2014, is praxis, or the action taken on behalf of the community and in practice by the teacher in subsequent research cycles. As a result of the experiment, that is, the effects of the research on the community and on the teacher researcher.